This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. About 20% of Florida's population is foreign-born, though that share is far higher, 53%, in Miami and Orlando. French President Macron, reacting to months of demonstrations by the Yellow Vest movement, has promised to lower taxes by $5.5 billion, put a stop to closing of rural schools and hospitals, put pensions of less than $2,200 per month to inflation, and abolish the National School for Administration, the breeding ground for the elite. A panel of federal judges has ordered Michigan to redraw 34 congressional and state districts in the state that were gerrymandered before the 2020 election. At least six states and 130 cities and towns have renamed Columbus Day. The grannies against the right are galvanizing protests against Austria's shift to the right under a conservative nationalist government. Their issues include cuts to women's programs, discrimination against women not receiving pensions for time taken off to raise children, and demonization of refugees and minorities. 89% of the nation's 6.8 million minimum wage workers face a minimum wage that is higher than $7.25 an hour. In the past year, Apple has removed or restricted at least 11 of the 17 most downloaded screen time and parental control apps, along with lesser-known ones, in order to push its own forward. 70% of the world's hazelnut crop is grown in Turkey and ends up in confections made by Godiva, Nutella, and Ferrero, among others, but is known for its hazards, child labor, and wage theft that borders on slavery. Halogenated flame retardants can leach into the environment. Concerns have been raised about carcinogenic effects in humans. The EU has banned production of some of these compounds since 2002. Department of Labor made a gift worth billions to the gig industry by holding that workers were independent contractors and companies didn't have to abide by federal minimum wage laws or paid Social Security. Among the rich companies that paid no federal taxes, despite billions of dollars worth of profits, the leader was Amazon, followed by Delta Airlines, Chevron, General Motors, and EOG Resources. 60 Fortune 500 companies paid no federal taxes on $79 billion in income. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.